KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a look at sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with our sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, high school football action from Friday night, Atlantic Trojans came out on the short end of a nail-biter at Denison-Sleschwig. 31-28 your final score, Denison on top. The game was a methodical back-and-forth battle for about 2.5 quarters before some big plays took over down the stretch. After a 14-all halftime score, the Monarchs would score on their first possession of the second half to grab a 20-14 lead after a botched extra point attempt. The Trojans took a while to get the offense going in the second half, but took a one-point lead on a Chase Mullinex touchdown grab from Jackson Eden with 11:53 left in the game. Trey Cappell's extra point put Atlantic up 21-20. Eric Jamie popped up in a 22-yard field goal to give Denison the lead at back 23-21 on the next possession. The teams would then trade three straight interceptions before Denison punt gave the ball back to Atlantic with 3:02 left to go on their own 7-yard line. The Trojans had mounted an improbable six-play drive that traveled 93 yards and scored with 1:47 left in the game to lead 28-23. The drive was capped off by a 52-yard hookup between Jackson Eden and Tyler Mullen as he broke a tackle down the home sideline and scampered to pay dirt. But the Monarchs would answer right back. Jaden Langenfeld had a terrific kick return that came out to midfield and set Denison up for what would be the winning drive. Monarch quarterback Drew Paulsen would hit Evan Weber's for a 36-yard pickup on the first play of the drive. The Monarchs scored on Paulsen, a lob of his to Cesar Rodriguez in the corner of the end zone. Rodriguez was right along the sideline but managed to make the catch on a jump and get his feet down inbounds before falling over outside the boundary. Denison then led 31-28. On Atlantic's ensuing drive, Rodriguez got his third interception of the quarter to seal the win. Drew Paulsen finished 11-16 for 182 yards and two touchdowns. Luke Staley led the ground game for the Monarchs with 81 yards on 17 carries and two scores. Evan Weber's led the Monarchs with 129 yards receiving and one TD, and Denison Sleschwig improved to 2-1 on the season and 1-0 in the district. In the loss, Atlantic's Jackson Eden threw for 203 yards and two touchdowns. Chase Mullinex caught five balls for 104 yards and one score. Atlantic falls to 2-1 on the season and 0-1 in Class 3A District 7 play. The Trojans return home to the Trojan Bowl next week to take on Winterset. Elsewhere in Class 3A District 7 action, it was Glenwood over Carroll 13-12. Harlan beating Creston Orient Maxburg 42-7. And Winterset was a 34-13 winner over ADM of Adel. In Class 2A District 7 action, it was Clarinda beating Underwood 27-14. East Sac County over Red Oak 46-7. Canberra Catholic was a 51-21 winner over Shenandoah. And South Central Calhoun blew out Southeast Valley 28-0. In 1A District 6 play, it was Eagle Grove over West Central Valley of Stewart, 41-20. Madrid over Panorama, 21-7. South Hamilton beat Manson Northwest Webster in football, 46-24. And it was Van Meter slamming Ogden, 56-6. District 7 of Class 1A, it was AHSTW over Tri-Center, 43-0. IKM Manning had a 21-13 win over Otable and Arthur, BCIG. It was Logan Magnolia downing Trainer, 44-10. And Missouri Valley beat Adair Casey Guthrie Center 42-6. Class A football District 7 saw Southeast Warren Liberty Center beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 7-0. Southwest Valley was a 38-15 winner over Earlham. Council Bluffs St. Albert blew out Nottoway Valley 59-0. And it was Griswold over Riverside 74-14. In Class 8 football District 6, Murray beat Afton East Union 60-0. Stanton was a 60-12 winner over Lamoni. And Cordon of Wayne beat Lennox 26-16. District 7 Class A, it was Cam beating Woodbine 62-28. Clarinda Academy over Essex 52-22. Fremont Mills was a 46-6 winner over East Mills. And Sydney beat Exira EHK 61-25. In Class 8, District 8, it was Arweva over Collins Maxwell in a non-district matchup, 73-0. Audubon beat Coon Rapids Bayard 76-14. It was Boyer Valley over Dunlap, Boyer Valley over River Valley Correctionville 60-22. And Glidden Ralston beating West Harrison 56-26. And finally, in Class 4A of high school football last night, it was Council Bluffs TJ beating Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in a non-district matchup, 33-8 your final score there. Lewis Central also in a non-district matchup with North Sioux City, Nebraska. Lewis Central won that one 35-0. Also in sports, of course, this morning, the game that most of you will be listening to, on KJAN, I hope, is the Iowa and Iowa State game, and they collide for the 65th time in Jack Trice Stadium. Both teams are 1-0, and the Cyclones feel like they've made progress under second-year coach Matt Campbell.
You know, I don't think there's any us hiding. We weren't a very good football team a year ago, especially the early part of the season. And we'll find out if we're a good football team right now. I think we're certainly better than we were a year ago. You know, we've got really good senior leadership, and this group of seniors have done a really good job understanding the mentality of what it looks like to be successful day in and day out.
Campbell says the Cyclone defense will need to tackle well to slow down the Iowa run game.
Really, on both sides of the football, their strength is in their front seven, you know, and I think that's a big challenge for us. You know, it's just a matter for our defensive line, more importantly, to be able to hold their gap responsibility and to create vertical penetration throughout the game. Our linebackers, we've got to be able to do a great job of tackling.
And Campbell says the keys to the game are the same as any other.
You know, you look into this football game, and I think any game, it's about winning the third down situation, staying on the field on offense, getting off on defense, and certainly the turnover game. So I don't know if that means this game is any different than any other, but I think those three core values are things that are really important for our formula of success each week.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says a concern is Iowa's young corners against an ISU receiving core that includes 6'6" Hakeem Butler and 6'5" Alan Lazard.
So matching up size-wise is going to be a challenge, and they use their size well, and then their experience. And they've got a good group, a good core of receivers. It's more than two guys. So, you know, we're all going to have to do a good job, and that includes our linebackers again. You know, you got Ben Neiman out in coverage quite a bit. They'll get Bo out there in coverage the way they do things. So, they're going to put some pressure on us. There's no question about that, and that's their design.
Ferentz says Iowa State running back David Montgomery is another concern for the Hawkeyes.
He's really good, okay? I mean, he's really good. That guy runs hard. He's tough. And if there's a crack there, you know, he'll get it, and it might be over here. It might be back there, and he'll make the cut. And, you know, so, I mean, they stretch you sideline to sideline. They'll throw it down the field. So I don't know what else there's left. I mean, they're pretty good at it, what they do.
And he says the game is big for the in-state players.
You know, we've got 23 players right now in our two deep that grew up in this state, 57 total on our roster from Iowa. So they grew up watching this series. I think they know fully what it means, just the interest and what's at stake for everybody involved. And it's a really significant thing on that end as well.
Pregame is set for 9 o'clock here on KJAN. The kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames will be at 11 right here on KJAN. In top 25 football from around the country, Mason Rudolph broke a team record for career passing yards while leading 11th-ranked Oklahoma State to an easy road win. Rudolph passed for 335 yards and three touchdowns as the Cowboys clobbered South Alabama 44-7. He broke Brandon Whedon's team record of 9,260 passing yards while completing 25 of 38 for the 2-0 Cowboys. Oklahoma State outgained South Alabama 505-175 in total yardage and carried a shutout into the final 5 minutes. In NFL news, Chiefs safety Eric Berry ruptured his left Achilles tendon in the fourth quarter of Thursday night's victory with New England. The three-time All-Pro suffered the season-ending injury while covering Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski on a passing route. Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension is now on hold. A federal judge has blocked the suspension over a domestic violence case, setting the stage for a potentially lengthy legal fight with the NFL over the Dallas Cowboys running back. The league's reigning rushing champ was suspended by Commissioner Roger Goodell in August after the league concluded that Elliott had several physical confrontations last summer with a former girlfriend in Columbus, Ohio. Prosecutors in Ohio didn't pursue the case, citing conflicting evidence. The U.S. District Judge Amos Mazzant granted the union's request for a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction blocking the league's punishment, siding with the union lawyers that Elliott didn't receive a fundamentally fair hearing in his appeal last week. Last year's league rushing leader was already cleared to play in the opener against the New York Giants on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. is listed as questionable for the Giants' season opener against the Cowboys in Dallas tomorrow. The three-time Pro Bowl receiver hasn't practiced since spraining his left ankle on August 21st in a preseason game against Cleveland. Holdout All-Pro defensive lineman Aaron Donald has officially been ruled out of the Rams' season opener. Rams coach Sean McVay confirmed on The Obvious on Friday, saying that Donald wouldn't be ready to play Sunday against Indianapolis. Saints coach Sean Payton says long snapper Don Durinbos said a serious heart condition that will require surgery. Peyton says that Saints physician John Amos discovered the long snapper's aortic aneurysm during a physical examination and, quote, basically saved his life. Titans starting cornerback LaShawn Sims has been ruled out of tomorrow's season opener against Oakland with an injured groin. Sims was hurt in a special teams drill Monday and has not practiced since. J.J. Watt is being honored by the NFL Players Association after raising more than $29 million for Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. The Texans' star defensive end was named the NFLPA's community MVP on Friday for his work in the days since the hurricane and flooding devastated Houston and much of southeast Texas. And finally, in the NFL news and sports this hour, the NFL has handed down a six-game suspension to free agent kicker Josh Brown following a league review of his repeated abuse of his former wife while they were married. He's not appealing the new ban because the 38-year-old kicker hopes to play again in the league. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.